We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. To celebrate this occasion, I brought along with me an article extolling the virtues of humour. It says, good quality humour is both delightful and nourishing and can be obtained from most supermarkets for no more than 80 pence for a small pot. I think that must be humus. Anyway, here to contribute, if not humus, then almost certainly some Taramus Alata. On my left, Barry Cryer and Paul Merton. On my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And to ensure that they all score today, please give her a warm hand. Samantha. Well, as the short article I've just read out aptly demonstrates, you can never be too sure what you read in the newspapers these days. To this end, teams, I'd like you to start off with a round called Celebrity Misquotes. In it, I'd like you to suggest for me some quotations which well-known people, alive or dead, would never have said. And I'd like you to start, please, Barry.
Alexander Graham Bell. He's engaged.
Willie.
I don't care. Claire Rayner.
I won't be 2 seconds. I'll just put my makeup on. Barbara Cartland.
Julian Clary,
my mother-in-law.
Paul Gascoigne, I thought very carefully before I made the tackle, as my prime concern was to win the ball cleanly.
Winston Churchill, should Herr Hitler ever set foot on the shores of our beloved country, he will not see my baggy striped trousers for dust.
I was so drunk last night I ended up going home with a couple of sailors, Mother Teresa.
I think that one was true, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Saddam Hussein, I'm as sick as a parrot. The better team won on the day. I'm just sorry I let the lads down. For our older listeners, Peter Brough, bottle of beer. Jeffrey Archer, I want to be left alone.
Okay, is that all? Right. Now, we go on to a very entertaining game, which I came across while watching the recent television series That's Show Business with Mike Smith. In it, people sing along to a song they're given, and the song is then faded out, and the object is for them to be in time with the music when it's faded back again. Brilliant. I don't know where they get these ideas from.
Pump.
A good idea.
The producer of that television show's Christian name is Nick.
Ah, that explains it all. To somebody, not to me. Tim, you're going to start this one. I'd like you to join Frank Sinatra singing Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown. Listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much bright out there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, downtown.
Oh, I missed it by a mile. Paul, it's your
Frank. No sense of time at all.
Paul, would you please join Bob Dylan singing Subterranean Homesick Blues?
John is
is in a basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement, thinking about the government. Man in the trench coat, bad job laid off. Says he's got a back off, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in the coonskin cap, Captain Bateman.
Excellent, excellent. Willie, I'd like you to sing Yes, Sir, That's My Baby alongside Eddie Cantor.
He's dead.
It's a huge advantage.
Well, since I'm still working with Barry Cryer, so I suppose.
Who's that coming down the street? Who's that looking so petite? Who's that coming down to meet me here?
I don't know whether you noticed, but Eddie Cantor came back in.
It's a miracle.
He was actually singing a completely different song.
Radio, what a...
Barry, now, would you sing Grandad with Clive Dunn?
I've been sitting here all day thinking. Same old dream 10 years away. Thinking, now my days are gone. Memories linger on. Thoughts of when I was a boy. Any farthings on the street, riding. Motor cars were funny things, frightening. Rolling hoops and spinning tops, penny dreadful lollipops, comic cuts and all. The...
Someone was winning up to that point. Okay, Barry and Snooker, they usually apologize for a fluke. Now then, we're going to play sound charades. In this round, teams will attempt to give their opponents a charade of a book, play, or film using only the dexterity of their mouths. The opposing team will have to guess what it is. As usual, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean? This week's prize is I was still thinking about our audience now. A lavish set of Learn to Speak a Language cassettes with Lloyd Grossman. This set's entitled Learn to Speak English. Now, the first charade, which Barry and Paul will have to guess, will now be displayed on the drive-in-size laser scoreboard. And here's the mystery voice for the benefit of listeners at home.
The silence of the lambs. The silence of the lambs.
Tim and Willie, is it a book, a play, or
a... It's a book and a film. Uh-huh. And it's four words, possibly five. We're not absolutely certain about that, but we think it's four.
We're not sure whether it's got a definite article at the beginning or not.
But it doesn't really matter.
Don't look at me. No.
Here is our mime, our charade.
Starting now.
Now.
Is that it? That's it, right. Okay, Paul and Barry, start guessing.
It's hard to tell when they've finished.
I'm glad we were told it was a film and a book, otherwise we never would have got it,
that's
would we?
Right. Quiet flows
that's
the
quite
dog.
Right. It's a film and a book.
Was there a bar in there?
Bar's Rest. Barbara Streisand, is that...
The Sound of Silence. Oh, no, it's not the
no,
Sound
it's not.
I think they're teasing us. Get on with it.
Oh, shucks, shall we?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Sorry, time's up. But tell us anyway.
The Sound of Music. the Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah! Very good. And now a charade for Tim and Willie to guess. Here he goes on our scoreboard, and here again is the mystery voice for you at home.
The railway, children. The railway, children.
Is that a book, a play, or a film?
I think it's film. A book and a film.
A book and a film.
Yes, a book and a film.
Three words. Now then, children. Living in this lovely cottage just by the railway line.
Yes. What is it you want to tell us, Mama?
Well, I know the bolt on that gate's broken, and that gate keeps swinging open, children, but I don't want you wandering down by the railway track.
Are you telling us children not to go down to the railway?
Exactly. I am telling you children nothing other.
Then as children, we shall say we will not go to the railway.
Good children for not going down to the railway track.
But...
Okay.
Sounds like the Archers. Containing good advice, I thought, to all those present, quite frankly.
Yes. Death Wish 2.
Warm?
3 or 5.
Children of railways, I assume, don't come into this.
The clue's in there somewhere.
It's in there.
It's in there somewhere.
We did say it. Yeah.
Well, all I heard was them wanting us to say railway children, so...
Obviously close. We must be warm.
The audience helped there.
Very good. Yes, that's all it was. That's only two words.
The railway children.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Ah, this is nice. This next round's a firm favourite of Samantha's and of mine too. In it, I shall ask you teams to come up with some limericks. I shall provide the first lines, and I'd like you to continue taking one line each. And we're going to start with you, Paul. Your line is, an old Greek called Oedipus Rex...
decided that he would change sex.
He was charged 20 drachmas.
For removing his nachmas.
Thank God they take traveler's trip.
Okay, Tim, you can have the next run. It starts, by Jove, said the young man from Sparta.
By Jove, said the young man from Sparta, with a mouthful of tarama salata.
I've been charged 20 drachmas.
For a large plate of nachmas.
So much for the citizens' charter.
Barry, we're going to go to you now. Your first line is, at a party with Pallas Athene.
At a party with Pallas Athene, I bumped into Federico Fellini.
He showed me his 8.5.
And said, if it don't make you laugh...
just wait till you see Mussolini.
And finally, one from you, Willie. Your first line is, a remarkable habit of Zeus's...
A remarkable habit of Zeus's was to bathe in tropical juices.
He committed a felony
with an overripe melon.
He
subjected to disgusting abuses.
Okay, now, in our next round, the teams will take it in turns to be smugglers and customs officers. Team members will try to smuggle illicit items through customs by concealing them in longer words or phrases. The customs officers can challenge at any time if they notice something suspicious. Now, Tim and Willie, you're going to go first, and your objects to smuggle are the names of famous composers.
Oh, Willie, have you got the list of things we pack for our holiday?
Yes.
Oh, good. We're going to the Algarve. I'm looking forward to filling a glass of Vino Verde. It's nice to get away from Britain, isn't it, Willie? I've been so busy lately.
Oh. I wish you'd do one.
I'm looking forward to some sea, sun and sand, or is it sand, sun and sea? I've got the Andrew Lloyd Webbers. That's OK, officer, isn't it? Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Nearly. It's there somewhere.
Nearly. I can
tell if you look for it.
Oh, I thought I was only allowed not to take composers. Anyway, I only appear to have packed one shoe, but I'm sure the others hiding somewhere in my... Willie, who's that?
It's a Bart somewhere.
Buck to Willie.
Ah.
Willie, who's that over there?
He's a coal porter from Berlin who rogers the low and lesser. Smuggle, 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 Sondheim.
Ta-ra, officer.
So now, Tim and Willie, you're going to listen to Barry and Paul give their objects which they're trying to smuggle in. They're going to try and smuggle in famous novelists.
Excuse me, have you read this?
No, I haven't actually. What is it?
Who's it by?
Her Majesty Customs and Excise, I think it says it on. Well, let me see what we've got here. I hope there's nothing amiss. We've got...
Watch out before he burns.
Challenge
him.
From Willie Rushton.
Never shoot.
Is that a command?
He will appear later if he hasn't appeared already, or he certainly should. They've forgotten about him. And Thackeray.
Challenge from Tim.
The Brothers Grimm. That's just what they're looking
like. 2 points.
Watch out before he burrows in your case. He might find my naked lunch. It's a sort of pasta snack.
I've got this old rose bush I'm just taking through. It's got a bit of a blight on it, but other than that, it's fine.
My wife, Joyce, is with me. She didn't want to come, so I forced her. And,
challenge from Tim.
Arthur Ransom.
No, I'm overruling that one.
Oh.
What the dickens is this trollop doing in here?
Thackeray!
That's as good a word to end the game on as any I've heard. Right, have you finished? Yes. I have, anyway. Our next round is called Topical Nursery Rhyme. This takes as its subject those delightful little rhymes that we were all taught as children. As educated listeners will know, such rhymes should certainly not be dismissed as mere nonsense, since many of them refer to genuine historical characters and incidents. Humpty Dumpty, interestingly enough, was in fact the unfortunate Sir Humpty Fitz Dumpty, a very large Elizabethan egg who fell off a wall. However, for children bereft of such insights, it must be difficult to see the point of it. With this in mind, teams, I'd like you to suggest suitable alterations to well-known nursery rhymes to make them more relevant to life as we know it today. Paul.
Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon, the little dog laughed because he was on hallucinogenic drugs. It doesn't rhyme, but it's sort of social comment, isn't it?
Yeah, good. 6 marks for social comment. Right,
a bit
Tim.
More social comment. Georgie Porgy Pudding and Pie kissed the girls and made them cry. The next thing he did was have a quick snort, and now he's a judge in the Supreme Court.
Tim? Barry.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. Obviously.
Willie.
Her little mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get a poor dog a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, so she fitted her mobile phone.
The modern version of that would be Mother Teresa went to the freezer.
Paul.
The grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men, but then again, you know how people talk.
Ride a cock horse to Banbury Cross to see a fine lady upon a white horse with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. The reason I'm going, she's forgotten her clothes.
Simple Simon wore a Walkman going to the fair. Said Simple Simon to the pieman, "What?"
Sing a song of £483,000.
Okay, well, we better hurry along.
Lady Bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire and your children have been put in contact with local social services.
Jack Sprat would eat no fat, his wife would eat no lean. And so between them both, you see, they had very little in common.
You look pregnant, Barry.
Trick of the light.
It'll be named after you, Humph.
Those of you listening at home will probably want to know what the scores are now. We're going on to the next game. When I was idly twiddling my radio knob in search of light entertainment, I occasionally hear that entertaining show with Paul Merton and Nicholas Parsons, and he called Just a Minute. Teams, I'd like you to play a round of our very own version of this program entitled Just a Minim. All the minor obstacles of the original game stay the same, but with the addition of the major obstacle of Colin on the piano. So, teams, I'd like you to sing a song of my choosing without repetition, deviation, hesitation, or repetition. You may buzz to challenge. Barry, will you start by singing Cheek to Cheek?
Heaven, I'm in paradise, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to jowl, Nirvana, I'm in Elysium, and the cares that hang around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out to...
Challenge, oh, yes. Rushton.
The second win, I think we've had.
Yeah. Win.
Yes,
correct.
I had a win or two.
Repetition of B-flat as well.
Am I meant to... Oh, wait a minute, yes. Will you continue the song?
Willie,
you made the original challenge.
Oh, times like this cavorting buttock to bum. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't fill me half as much as leaping about like this with our bits of us stuck together. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as
challenge.
Much as this
challenge.
Extreme intimacy.
Challenge there from Paul.
Repetition of love. I love to climb a mountain. I love to climb whatever it was.
Repetition of half as much.
I love to go out fishing.
Half as much as well.
There's two repetitions, so two. You carry...
I'd like to challenge for deviation, my team member.
Yes,
you
I'll uphold that as well. Okay. So we'll now toss a coin to see who carries on.
Paul, you
challenge first. Carry on singing.
Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm that soon...
Challenge from Tim.
Repetition of notes.
They are the only ones I brought with me.
Oh, fair enough. Sorry, I withdraw the challenge.
Challenge withdrawn. Carry on, Paul.
Will carry me through to heaven. I'm in...
Challenge from Willie.
We've had heaven, but he hasn't sung heaven
no.
before.
Yes,
Yes,
no?
He has.
I don't think you sang... Did you sing Heaven before?
No.
He's sung like Heaven, but he hasn't actually sung Heaven.
Doesn't matter. It has been sung before. A ruling on that, Humph, I think.
This could
go
to the European Court.
Carry on, Paul.
I'm in Eden, and my heart beats so that I can hardly sing, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together, jiving cheek to cheek. Ah!
Okay, well now, our final game is called Celebrity Sponsor. Many theatrical and sporting events these days tend to feature the names of well-known organizations prominently displayed, and often in a manner that can be distracting for an audience. This, I'm pleased to say, hasn't affected every high-budget entertainment. We, for example, are sponsored by Meals on Wheels, but because we keep our sticker out of view, only very observant listeners will notice. Teams, I'd like you to suggest some titles of shows whose sponsors have been a little too overzealous with their advertising. And I'd like you to start, please, Tim.
The Royal Shakespeare Company are doing a new production of Tis a Pity She's a Horlicks.
They're also doing Oedipus Durex. Rather a safe choice, I thought.
The musical My Fair Lady Shave.
Another musical, Oklahoma Bass.
Or Starlight Express Dairies.
Now, over to Lord's for the Boots Home Pregnancy Test.
Seven Brides for 7-Eleven.
Home Start Trek.
Death and the Maiden Form Bra.
No Sex Please, We're British Home Stores.
Five Guys Named Moe and Chandon.
The Sporting Contest, the FA Cup of Soup.
Pie Sons and Lovers. Some Mother Cares do have them. The Two Rennies.
Barclays Home Alone Arranger.
Guys and Dulcis.
Alfa Romeo and Juliet. Kodak.
Dancing at Lufthansa. Live and Let Diner Rod.
A Long Day's Journey into Night Nurse.
Carnation Street.
Huckleberry Findus.
Doctor Who and the Dulux.
I hate to interrupt this flow of invention.
There's a girl in my super drug.
Whiskers galore. The dog's pal Joey with marabone jelly.
Oh, the sponsorship has just been removed for King Ratner's.
Okay, James, well, I'm sorry we've run out of time. That's all for this week. Join us again next week. In the meantime, from all of us, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Kendrick Taylor, Barry Cryer, Paul Merton and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by John Naismith.